Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, smartphone for the info that you hear.
Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. Stay silent. You'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always press the one key if you haven't done that, or you can always call back. Now, before I do anything else, I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Black House Sounds. Get to them in just a moment. Number 9, Live from the Garage. Number 8, moving up, Reverend Ronnie B. More on that later on. Number 7, Black Odyssey, the Blessed Living DVD project and music videos that they're doing. Number 6, the debut of East 105, Nemu Lighthouse. They had a nice little Black Power Summit with the new Black Panther Party, Nationalist, and many others who came through. Number 5, debut, Building a Village Business Class, which was held at Collinwood Library, Cheryl Wagner. It had free refreshments, real nice. Number 4, moving up, Big Legs, Sheriff Kilroy, Emax. We'll get to that in just a little while. Number 3, the debut of the Ultimate Advocates, Getting Smart in the Park. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, the debut of the Robert L. Godwin Memorial. More on that in just a little while. And number 1, also debuting, the SEIU May Day Rally in March. More on that in just a little while. Now, reason I started out with the song that I did is because we had a video shoot. And, you know, the people who made it through, they were given the I Make Statements promotional CD, which was given out, courtesy of HJS Music. And, of course, the T-shirt business line. If you're trying to reach him about T-shirts from HJS Music and the whole entertainment company, they do make great T-shirts, 216-205-7967. Or Harold, H-A-R-O-L-D, S-T-A-L-L-W-O-R-T-H, Harold Stallworth. You'll see a brother wearing different styles and different people on there wearing different T-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, including the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop shirt, as well as many others, including nice Christian line, too. I would like to say also the Brown Report newspapers were given out. And some of the ones who were there, let's say Cleveland Curve Appeal, Varsity Music, Down Solid Entertainment, the Hip Hop Workshop, DJ Dollar Rock, Black Man's Army, and some of the ones that I call out there, DJ Dollar Rock, Twiggy, of course, Emax Damage. Come on now. Really? He sang on the hook, so I think it was nice for him to be there. Tanisha Britton, the Pitcher Lady. So the Pitcher Lady, if you go and check out Tanisha Britton, Facebook, T-A-N-I-C-H-I-A-B-R-I-T-T-O-N, she does photos, that's a living, that's what she does for Cleveland Curve Appeal and many other clients, Yolanda Miller, of course, GMS Hood Famous TV was in the house, Suave Gotti, as well as Sergeant Major Stokes of the Black Man's Army. Something else I want to get through real quick. We're going like Fast and Furious 9. The Open Mic Night, which was held last Friday, April the 28th, 2017. Black House Sounds Open Mic Night. It was held at the Rockefeller Point Building. It was real nice. Cleveland Heights, Ohio itself. Let's just say that Sheriff Kilroy Joseph Botley Jr. did the Walk Like a Man remix with Black Man Army Shaka on drums, backing them up, and Shaka backed up other artists on the drums. Sheriff Kilroy also debuted the track Hip Hop Workshop Groove. You had a young artist by the name of Puzzle, tight, LB the Lyrical Beast. He did his thing once again. Hurricane Bang, Endo Dub Sack, Reverend Pinkney did song and poetry. Mike Dizzle came all the way from Columbus. You had another young poet who was there, a young lady. Art McCoy from Black Man's Army and Black on Black Crime Incorporated made it out. And if anybody's looking for such, I would say at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, you should always consider best host, Mr. Powers. There's another lady out there who's an excellent host, Cheryl Wagner. Start looking some of these names up. because they're really giving a lot of people a run for the money. While I'm here on the phone line, I want to get a chance and take the chance to at least stop and definitely send out prayers, condolences to the entire Chop Shop Renegades family. George Jackson, a.k.a. Nick Fury, a.k.a. the Great One, he lost his battle with cancer. He was one of the original Chop Shop Renegades. I remember going to the Blue Pill Experience, which was on the west side, that Chop Shop Renegades did. Arrogant, Aja Islam, Excal, Excalibur. And the thing is that the reason I first met him was because my partner in all of this at the time, Old Dog Chill, much respect for him, Igloo Crew Records, and he had at least allowed me to become manager of their artist, the Skrilla Boys. And, you know, one of my fondest moments was when the Chop Shop Renegades, the Great One, even made it on out to DJ Tech Records show, Hip Hop on the 216 block. And the reason that I say that is because when I look at everything that was done, I was just so proud of the fact that they constantly allow artists to come into the establishment. They opened it up for people. People came through free, performed, and they treated everybody fairly. And to me, that you just can't say anything other than that. The Great One was definitely one of the nicest talents out there. Put a couple of things on post. I want to definitely thank Ryan Gilkerson, a.k.a. on Facebook is his name, but Suge to the Book, who did an excellent, excellent write-up about the Great One. And it is a loss because the brother was a class act, very, very much a class act. Took care of his family. Even through the beginning stages of cancer, what have you, he was not one to complain and say this is going bad, that's going bad. So I just wanted to throw that one out there. As I move through certain other things, real quick, I want to say, wow, Ronnie B. the Unforgiven was the guest and led the Twinsburg AME Church, I believe the Community AME Church of Twinsburg, Ohio. And I believe they put the 2017 at the end of their church so people would know, hey, it's in Twinsburg, still there. 44087 area code. They meet like every Sunday, 11:30 a.m., and it's a quick service. I got to say, I really respect that. And the reason that I'm throwing it out there is because not only did Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, you know, founder of 1008 Vision, speak, but he even gave tribute to HJS, who made it out there, Man in the Streets, who was there to support. We were both in the front row, as well as Kimberly F. Brown, Ward 1 candidate. And it was followed by a large dinner provided by 1008 Vision's president. So I just wanted to put that out there. Going back out to, at least I'll say, the Great One, Chop Shop Renegades, I do remember going out there. I want to give a shout-out to Vanessa's Fashions. She really loved the fact that they brought the hip-hop like that to the west side. And also to Lady Sarge. I know she actually had a great relationship as well and was big fans. And to all the ones who are out there who knew them, definitely. We understand and overstand. I'm going to also let people know, tomorrow, Boastful Minds, voiceofradio.com presents Just Cause Charity Event for the Children of Robert Godwin Sr. And yes, the Godwin family will be there. You know, he's like everybody's grandfather, the person that was callously murdered by the Suge Knight lookalike on Facebook, and it was posted up on Facebook. But that will be tomorrow on $5 donation. To go to those children, grandchildren, and others. It will be at the B-side, 2785 Euclid Heights Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44106. That's tomorrow, May 2nd, 4:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. for performers and more. You can come out and perform starting at 5 o'clock. Now, my show on voiceofradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, 5 p.m. with a special guest. That will start off, and that's tomorrow, as well as a Cavaliers party at the same time. The number 7 passes right by, and the number 9 does pass by the Coventry. In Mayfield, you just go from one end of Coventry all the way to Euclid Heights Boulevard because it's right at the bottom of the Grog Shop. And also the host will be EP and Eric Wilson. Eric Wilson from Flowmasters, EP from Hot Mess in the Morning. Also, I just wanted to say I appreciate everybody who constantly tunes in. You know, sometimes it gives me chance enough to get to some things that I might not have taken the time to get to. So my thing is I've been wanting to get to some things here and there, so I'm going to take the chance and just say that, number one, I appreciate everybody who does take the time to call in, everybody who does that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to my phone caller on the line, 216-804, 216-804. How you doing out there? 216-804, going once? 216-804, going twice? And I know what you're doing out there. 216-804, you're probably watching the Cavs game, aren't you?
What's going on up there?
Hey, it's 216-804. You're on live. What you got to say?
Hello, Mr. Porter. I'm just waiting to see what the program is about. I heard that you had a new tool that you're introducing today, and I can't wait to hear it. So
hey,
keep up the good
no
work,
problem.
Sir.
Hey, I appreciate that, and thank you so much. As a matter of fact, I guess I will be introducing and letting people hear things. As a matter of fact, I guess I can start out and let people know some of the things that's going on that we're involved in, because I'm very thankful for it. And like I say, it's just a beautiful thing to be able to come out and deal with certain things that are happening in the community, because if not, we just wouldn't be able to deal with it, and it just wouldn't be that happy of a time. So, you know, I do want to point out and just say that it's been very interesting. Sometimes I wonder if I should talk about certain things because everybody else does, but I'd like to just put a different spin on it and say that I'm going to go through with this certain thing that just happened because the judge did block an order on sanctuaries, and you wondered, huh? Well, it's like this. You know, the White House, they decided they wanted to withhold funding to cities. And a federal judge, you know, the past Tuesday blocked a Trump administration order to withhold funding from communities that limit cooperation with the U.S. immigration authorities, saying the president has no authority to attach new conditions to federal spending. Of course, U.S. District Judge William Orrick issued that temporary ruling in a lawsuit against the executive order targeting so-called sanctuary cities. Now, the San Francisco and Santa Clara County argued that it threatened billions of dollars in federal funding for each of them, making it difficult to plan their budgets. Made sense to me. Now, the Trump administration says the sanctuary cities allow dangerous criminals back on the street, and that the order is needed to keep the country safe. We will say, hold on, let me look at this real quick. Hold on. Sandria, you get up. Did you have the nerve to call me while I'm in the middle of doing my radio show live? Infamous shout out. Hey, Sandria, had to give you one. So anyway, like I was saying, the order also led to lawsuits by Seattle, as well as Massachusetts, cities, and Lawrence and Chelsea, and a third San Francisco Bay Area government, the city of Richmond, San Francisco, and Santa Clara County suits are also set to get hearings before a judge. That's a very interesting thing right now because it goes along with a couple of other things that I just wish to talk about for just a little while. It didn't have to be much, but for those who didn't hear, things have gotten very, very, I'll say, interesting. Very interesting because when they talked about that, you had to look at the fact that on immigration, a judge picked apart the Trump policy. A key part of the Trump administration's path to, or their push path and all of that, and deportation, you know, to deport undocumented immigrants, have met with skepticism from a federal judge. Now, the San Francisco and its Silicon Valley neighbor, Santa Clara County, they were seeking a nationwide ban on enforcement of President Donald Trump's January 25th executive order declaring that well, so-called sanctuary cities have caused immeasurable harm. So the thing is, that was why the U.S. District Judge, you know, basically speaking, ruled the way that he did so far. And my thing is this, before I go to the phone caller, that's there, it did raise up a brand new point. And the brand new point was, quite frankly, there had been a few other things that had happened that really caused people to say, hey, wait a minute, is this what's really needed? You know, is it necessary? If it's not necessary, then what? And as a matter of fact, it comes upon, before I go to the 216-255, the Republican never Trumper is definitely scheduled to speak. A little 10-foot stepladder real quick, because the Cuyahoga County Republican Party, well, they booked somebody for an event this week, a prominent conservative critic of President Donald Trump for an upcoming fundraiser, a move that has irked some within our county party ranks. William Crystal, founder and editor-at-large of the Weekly Standard, a conservative opinion magazine, was scheduled to speak at this private event, scheduled for 11 a.m. on May 5th, that would be Friday, at the Cleveland Marriott East in Warrensville Heights. And the reason that I wanted to throw that out there is because, hey, Robert Frost said, hey, look, the county party chairman, he acknowledged that there's been some internal backlash over the, you know, choice of Crystal. But he did say, hey, we're connected to the party, and it is in the effort of party unity. You have to hear what everybody's talking about. And, you know, I can speak on that, you know. Been conservative for years myself. So was Prince, you know, quite a few others, Eazy-E, The Rock, Frederick Douglass knew, and that was one thing that drew me there. I love the fact that he knew why I wasn't three-fifths a man. And back in the day, I can say for myself, I wasn't a Trump supporter. Still aren't. That was just it. And some of the reasons why was because, basically speaking, he destroyed to me what the original party philosophy would have been when you talk about slavery. That's just me. And if you destroy me or those around me, I got to treat you like you act. If you act like a nut, I'm going to treat you like a nut. So I'm not going to support it. So, you know, I work along black Muslims. Trump won different things and what have you, but at the same time, he refused to make a differentiation. He refused to do anything between terrorists and law-abiding Muslims. That's it. And Trump was supposed to put in a cabinet with members, regular people in mind, you know, to drain the swamp. And it doesn't look that way to me with billionaires and a few other things. I mean, that's just the way it is. So with that being said, hey, the truth is real. I'm going to 216-255. I hope this is not Trump calling to jump all over me. 216-255, you're on live. How you doing this evening?
Well, my name is Don, but it's not Donald Trump.
Okay.
So
at first, I had to make sure I wasn't getting myself into more trouble. How you doing, Don?
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. Enjoyed a nice May Day march today and rally down at the free stand,
nice.
4 o'clock. Good, diverse group of probably 300 people. I mean, we should have had thousands, but, you know, it's okay. It's a diverse group. When you've got a diverse group, to me, that maximizes the impact. When you got Latinos,
yes.
African-Americans, Caucasians, Asians, when you got a diverse group like that, old, young, you know, and actually also of all political bents. I mean, you had, you know, your anarchist collectives, you had two different communist parties represented, and, you know,
wow.
And you had your Democrat types, and you had your ones that are disgruntled with the Democrats. The Bernieites were out there. There might have been a Republican or two. I don't know, you know, but people that want
mm-hmm.
change and, you know, I mean, Cleveland, small potatoes, we had 300 people. But look at L.A. today. I mean, look at Turkey today. They were outlawed
yes,
in Turkey,
yes.
you know, outlawed. And, and that's one of our president's buddies, these autocrats. And now he's friends with the Filipino dude, the dictator that told Obama to go to hell because Obama mentioned about, I'm sorry, I got way distracted, but what did Obama say? Obama talked about him, wanting to kill all the drug dealers without
yes,
even a trial.
Yes.
You know, 80,000, they kill 80,000 people, and Trump is
yes.
inviting him to the White House. Okay, well, all right, enough said. Time for revolution.
I got you.
And I see LaTanya Goldsby's calling people out for justice for Tamir and other victims of police violence on Saturday. I got to check the time unless you already announced it.
Okay, I think it's like maybe 3 to 6, but so I didn't announce it yet, so go ahead, please.
Yeah, I got to look it up real quick. I know that LaTanya calls a protest. I want to be there. Because she represents Black Lives Matters in Cleveland, and she's amazing. I mean, you know, as far
yes,
as activists go, she got in it by accident, maybe because of her nephew being her cousin
mm-hmm.
being killed. Tamir Rice, Alan, I'm not seeing it. If you got it there, I'm sorry, I'm not quick enough. I'm not finding that right now. But it's Saturday.
No problem. But see, the good news is, if you do find it, that's all right with me because you can always click back over. You can always call back. We're going to do our best to get the information out. So continue on,
I'll
sir.
Call you right back then. Okay, great. Thank you. All right. See you. Have
no
a good
problem.
Night.
Thank you. You too. Mm-hmm. And I'm definitely looking forward to hearing from him again because I know he'll give us the correct information. As a matter of fact, I want to stop and take the time before I do anything else and let people know that also – I know I'll be going to the other thing. I'll be leaving this next event, though, which is Getting Smart in the Park 2017 Spring Edition Communities Empowerment Event, which will be Saturday, May the 6th, 2017, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Cleveland's Luke Easter Park, some still call it Woodhill Park, 3090 MLK. And I want to let you know that Getting Smart in the Park, this event is a community's outreach presented by the Powerhouse SARC, a branch of the Powerhouse Ministries, which is a branch of the House of Prayer Ministries. Now, the House of Prayer Ministries and its outreach ministries are nonprofit. This is our seventh annual GSITP event, but our first spring edition of the event, which is definitely this coming week, and it is a means of helping to empower and encourage individuals, families, and communities effectively and effectively combat poverty and the many crises throughout our cities, as Pastors AJ and Cheryl Thompson will speak. Now, definitely the primary objective for GSITP 2017 Communities Empowerment and Awareness Event, and it's to present an array of self-empowerment and awareness resources as well as opportunities for local business, startups, and advancement, employment, and higher learning, an expose of vendors from food and refreshments, wares and information, games and entertainment are provided. and lots of fun. You know, Cleveland candidate for Mayor Zach Reed will be there, but so will Man in the Streets, who will definitely be speaking and performing alongside Black House Sounds. They will speak as well. And also on the table is Mama Porter, Art McCoy of the College of Common Sense, and their focus this year is combating hunger and food shortages with a kickoff home gardening along with enhanced effort to connect the unemployed with available employment. And definitely you'll have people speaking such as the Cleveland Deputy Chief Don McCauley, Keeping It 100 Sean L. Howard, Laura Cohen of the Laura Cowan Foundation. And in addition to this year's event, this event will have a 2017 Ram truck giveaway along with 10 other great prizes that is to be presented at this event. You can go and check out everything. There is a deductible nonprofit donation of $100 through Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site at www.universe.com/GSITP2017 Ram truck. And I am just thankful that myself definitely had to endorse that particular event because it's nice. What I'll do is I might give you the part two to that, but let me do one thing since he brought it up. I'm going to play this particular thing. It only take about a minute, some seconds. Has a lot to do with what we talked
about.
Hello,
this is Mike Seals with the Workers' Justice Committee. I have lived in Cleveland for more than 50 years, and what I saw Monday night at Cleveland City Hall made me sick. Our heartless mayor, Frank Jackson, and his dishonest council president, Kevin Kelly, they confirmed for me they don't care about the people who live in our city. They are content to let us live in poverty with low wage jobs and no hope for a better tomorrow. Just last year, they robbed us of our right to vote to raise the minimum wage in the city of Cleveland, and now they are giving away an estimated $88 million out of our pocket to a billionaire owner of the Cavs. If you are fed up with these backroom deals that only benefit the wealthy and the well-connected, then it's time to take action. We the people must raise up and hold Frank Jackson and Kevin Kelly accountable. We are stronger together and a powerful political force for change in our community. Join our movement by calling area code 866-900-8292. Again, that number is 866-900-8292.
You know, that message right there kind of goes along with this little 8-foot-step ladder I'm going to pull out. Oh, what the hell? Traffic fines exceeded the law in a legal mix-up. Now, you know, a legislative mix-up that inadvertently changed the city's traffic code, it led to an excessive fines for almost 300 people and improperly jailed people in at least, we'll say, maybe 63 cases. It improperly jailed them. And that's just according to Cleveland Municipal Court. The numbers released, you know, like the Thursday beforehand after research by the clerk of courts, and it let people know that there was like 9,407 cases involved. Wow. It was, wow. Let's go back over this one again. 9,407. This is not something to take too light at all. It just affected a lot of people. And the money that it came to was like $71,927. And the city acknowledged that problem. In March, Municipal Court Judge Ronald Adrien immediately ordered the clerk to at least identify all affected cases. And they even further ordered that there should be further corrective action to refund all of the excessive fines and void anything that was improper, especially the improper sentences. Now, the reason I have to stop is because I don't think they really know how to, like, figure out what to do as far as the quote-unquote jail time. And the problem was it began in, we'll say, May of 2016 when Cleveland was updating its traffic code. And the city council approved it, ordinances to remove certain penalties for a series of first-degree misdemeanor traffic offenses. And that's what they decided to do, and the city law department failed, though. Here's the problem. They failed to submit a second ordinance to move the penalties for those offenses in a different section of the code. And so the impact was judges in Cleveland Municipal Court, unaware of the mistake, continue to impose traffic fines and sentences on certain offenses, which were first-degree misdemeanors, and different people were, like, at least five were released immediately because they were suffering through those things, and people aren't sure, though, how to compensate or what to do about the jail time that was issued because of that. And the reason I say that is because I got to follow through with what you just heard from Mike from SEIU because it made a whole lot of sense. And for those who may not have noticed, Mayor Frank Jackson, you know, he signed a deal to commit to the city to do arena work at the Q. And he even put out a letter. I'm not going to read the letter in its entirety, but he wrote something in like the forum page to say, basically speaking, that he agreed with everything. And, you know, the deal was a four-way arrangement among the city, Cuyahoga County, Destination Cleveland, and the Cavaliers to pay basically around $140 million in upgrades, and $88 million is coming from the city of Cleveland. And Jackson did say, hey, it's a great deal. And the reason that, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm just listening to him talk, and basically speaking, when he did sign it, his main point was as much controversy as the people were putting around this, this is one of the best deals the city of Cleveland has ever made in regards to investing and at very little public dollars and getting, well, a great, huge return. Got you, Frank. Got you, Frank. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, the county, well, this is the reason why I don't necessarily blame the county for this one. See, if the city of Cleveland and Destination Cleveland had said, hey, we're not going to do this, then the county wouldn't have been able to do anything because it would have been null and void. That's one of those things. And $17 million from the county when it's coming from those who park down there at the queue and take it in and not through any extra money coming from the city or off the backs of people, that's not one I'm going to argue for. I'm going to look at the ones in Cleveland because my thing is this. If we go back again on this one, the so-called good deal, Mayor Jackson, if you had leaned on Dan, you know, the same way activists did, Greater Cleveland Congregation, the Progressive Caucus, you had clergy, you had, like I say, different other activists, even Aliana DeFree's father, who was murdered in an abandoned property. A lot of people went down on the queue. And if the mayor had leaned harder, I mean, that's why, you know, I will say we ended up with the crumbs on the table. I don't see how fixing 100 homes out of all of these thousands of abandoned properties within 3 years and resurfacing 17 basketball courts and rec centers where a lot of youth still don't go and adults either because they have to duck and dodge bullets before they get there, but that's a different story. But had the mayor leaned on Dan a little bit or said, put more, wait a minute, we don't need to give so much money. You own all this property. You put a little bit more into paying some of your workers and this, that, and the other. But that didn't happen, and that's why you heard the message earlier directly from Brother Mike from SEIU and other groups. They led a May Day march down there today. took City Hall over, like Brother Don spoke on, and that's it. And for those who don't know, Jackson's signature did put the ordinance into effect, but it also starts a 30-day clock if people want to gather signatures to put it in to repeal the ordinance or put it on the ballot. And guess what? There's an actual petition to put this QD deal on the ballot. Now, I'm going to go down here and see what's going on, see if anybody's willing to speak. I hope this is not Mayor Frank Jackson at the 216-406. 216-406, going once. Going twice. Going three times. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I feel very thankful because I think Mayor Jackson was a little bit too tongue-tied. He probably said, I can't believe he would say something like that about me. So with that being said, I think what I will do is take the time to play something that I have not gotten a chance to play in a little bit, but people ask me about it every once in a while. So since I like the name of the title and I also like that particular group, I want to definitely say once again, I appreciate everybody who tunes in, calls in, and all that good stuff. It's a blessing. So why not go with Live from the Garage with a song called Rise. Be right back.
Hey, yeah. Hey. LMCG. So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga wanted soul, click the ball. I vowed to never slip, haters wanna see me fall. Thank God for hip hop, the rhyme, and the rhythm. Could have been a lawsuit, committing crimes, sent to prison. But I had a strong mama, she instilled in me my history. Now I'm in a position where niggas only wish to be looked. This ain't shit to me, I do this for the love. Do it just because the funds that go to my son. He be ballin' when I'm dead and in the grave. Give a fuck about the fame, get familiar with the name. Malik, nigga, next to y'all was born to be a king. Is the picture clearer? Clear. The young monster, they can't conquer the fear is in him. In my pen is venom, label me the ticket's feeling. Revolutionary flow, the government might wanna kill him. If you don't give a fuck, then put your fist up in the air. Right. Black and strong, like my name is Samson, drippin' in my hair. The legend in the making, on my way to greatness. Stone is for the taking. Competition, missing sinners, fixing Satan. Heaven sent with a devilish flow. The best and it's evident, nigga, I guess you should know. That I come to rape the game and I ain't giving no apologies. Treat my lyrics like Twitter, you bitch. You should follow me. Follow much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga want his soul, click the ball. I thought it never slip. Haters wanna see me fall. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, spread it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, spread it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Make me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas. Revolutionary on the run. A couple dollars, Malcolm X, book bullets, my gun. They wanna lock me down like H. Rap Brown, but like they said he did them pigs, I'ma click clack pow. To give a fuck about a cop, fuck cowl behind the badge. I won't hesitate to load up my shit and just let it blast. I wear my hair long, I'm representing my roots. A lot of niggas out here lying, but I'ma give you the truth. The acts of my religions, I tell them black nationalism. A lot of activists die through me, man, they still living. And every day I'm alive, I strive to just make a difference. I ride for niggas in prison, so those are poverty stricken victims of the system. For generations, half black man in the White House, and they should change it. Yo, America's still a racist society. Right. Middle fingers to crackers, like, why the fuck is you iron?
So much shit in the world going on. Smoking weed, drinking Hennessy to keep a nigga strong. Am I wrong? Cause a nigga want his soul, click the ball. I vowed to never slip. Haters wanna see me fall.
Rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas, sweat it. I'ma rise on these niggas, rise on these niggas. Make me have to ride on these niggas, ride on these niggas. Nigga.
And also, voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on a Monday is the main event featuring myself, Brother Larry, Brother Most, and we already know that voiceofradio.com, 5 p.m. Tuesdays, the BBCI Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. Tomorrow's special location, the B-side, definitely Robert Godwin Sr.'s, the fundraiser for his family will be there. I'm not telling you who the special guest will be tomorrow. You won't believe it. I will tell you that a week from tomorrow at 5 p.m., I'll be back, same location, all of that. Cleveland Curve Appeal will be invited in. Just letting you all know that if you choose to, you can also come out to the Black Man Army meetings, which meet 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, followed by the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, which are 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Kipling Avenue 15415. That's 15415 off Ivanhoe. So that's like between the East End and 52nd St. Clair intersection. And Euclid Avenue 44110. That's on Wednesdays. I do need to let you know as well that should you choose, you can catch up with Melanated Media News, YouTube.com, or on Facebook. Also, Black on Black Crime, Inc. is on Facebook as well, and the BlackOnBlackCleveland.com is our website. Wait a minute. I'm missing something. Oh, I know what I'm missing. I definitely want to say that you can feel free to catch up with I Am a Superwoman Radio, which is definitely on Facebook, and it'll definitely give you ties to other programming that's going on, as well as Alfred Porter Jr. Period. I'm on Facebook with a picture, profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Kind of helps me like be recognized just a little bit. And also things that are coming up. What is Man to Man? Well, it's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Black Man's Army offers Man to Man to the invited public. Man to Man is just a regular guided interaction between positive elders, a.k.a. guides, and young black males in a safe, convenient, and comfortable environment. And it encourages personal growth through conversations and other activities among elders as well as the young men. Personal growth occurs through listening and quiet reflection through dialogue and action. Also, they convey information about career paths ranging from on-the-job development, professional skills, critical evaluation of the labor market, education and training that's necessary for work, job search strategies, workplace relations, financial management, healthy living, spiritual growth, conflict resolution, arts and crafts. And guys come from many walks of life and will include professional, highly skilled, and other workers. And it's always like this Thursday happens every other Thursday. So this Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. That's the 44110 area code, the number 37 Lakeshore passes by, number 1 bus passes by. And then on Euclid Avenue, also the number 28. Now, I want to tell people that coming up this week, Tony from Flashpoint Radio, which airs Saturdays at 10 a.m. on WERE 1490 a.m. Some of the graduation classes, there will also be internships offered for radio and hearing from our youth and young people. That's the main thing that's going on right there. And before I do anything else, as time goes on, once again, at Getting Smart in the Park 2017 Spring Edition, the Community's Empowerment Event is this Saturday, May 6, 2017, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Cleveland's Luke Easter Park, 3090 MLK, and they do have something. Now, you know, they have that deductible nonprofit donation of $100 through Ticketmaster's Universe event and ticket site at www.universe.com/GSITP2017 Ram Truck. Some of the giveaways that they have is the 2017 Ram Truck 4x4 or the $10,000 college scholarship. Somebody needs to win that. Cruise vacation, 2 adults, 2 children under the age of 15 on the 2 children part, $3,000 worth of Lazy Boy furniture. Here's the 5th one, a Toro Zero Turn Lawn Tractor, Toro Walk Behind Mower, Gas Trimmer, Gas Blower. Okay, yeah, that's a instant lawn care business. Number 6, a $1,000 shopping spree, DSW. Or number 7, a $1,000 Macy's gift card. Number 8, a Craftsman Rear Tires Garden Tiller. Okay, extended warranty. I get that one. Number 9, $500 cash. Even if you don't need it, somebody else does. Number 10, front tires, garden tiller, your own business once again. And number 11, fishing tackle with the fishing poles. Everybody does deserve that peace of mind if you can get it, and fishing does help. And you can check more on that www.universe.com/GSITP2017 Ram Truck. I'm in an endorsing mood, so I guess I do endorse that myself, Brother Art McCoy. And the reason that I can say that is because there are a couple other things that I probably need to get into to make some folks mad. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. That's just some of how we do things. You tell the truth as best as possible, and you just get out there and run with things the best way you can. And my thing is, just to give a little thing out there, if you're running for office, you're just running if you're not really recognized. I mean, some refer to themselves as candidates, and I can see that. I'm not going to ever argue with that. But only if you get, you know, signatures do you become or considered an official candidate. That's why people will take the plain dealer, for example. Whether you like the newspaper or not, they do list once you get your petitions and signatures validated and you're on the ballot. Then they say, hey, you're an official candidate. So if you're on a ballot, you're recognized. Now, some become write-in candidates, and they just say, hey, I'm a write-in candidate or what have you. But I just wanted to let people know, hey, these are certain things that's going on. I'm going to start out to keep from getting myself what have you. You know, when it comes down to it, East Cleveland Ward 3 councilman, current councilman, Ernest L. Smith, he was the founder of Oppressed People's Nation, chairman. The group's been around for over 9 years, from 137 shots, murder, Trayvon Martin, part of the first group of activists in the early 2013 to march on the Q when LeBron James first came back alongside the Miami Heat. Yeah, remember, he wasn't always with Cleveland. He left then. Over the issue of 137 shots, which had happened in November of 2012. They marched alongside people like Donald Walker Brown, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Revolutionary Party. I remember that one, Hip Hop Workshop. Earn and the group also joined Donald Brown in the Urban Educational Justice League on fighting issue 107, helped lead Kathy Ray Coleman's rallies, stared down police on horseback, OPN honors. He was one of those against Cleveland Clinic closing Huron Hospital down against, you know, he was against it. They closed it down and caused hundreds of people to die until everybody fought and it was restored. And a lot of us did get recognition for that fight. Thank you to University Hospitals. But back to what I was talking about, OPN, they fought and was still against the East Cleveland Red Light Speed Light programs, gave out free knowledge DVDs, the Oppressed People's Nation, People's Community Center, clashed with the mayor recently who appointed Earn, and the law director. So one thing I can say, the law director swore him in, but he was still for the people. And the reason that I throw that out there is because when it comes down to it, you have your committees like the youth committee that Earn started in Ward 3, the Community Clean Committee, the John Barbarino Free Feet the People Committee, the Legal Justice Committee, the Education Committee, Housing Committee, Chemical Dependency Committee, the Cardinal Watch Program. My thing is this, if Earn decides to run for Ward 3 again, Man in the Street will definitely endorse him. He reached out to the hip-hop community, has a nice partnership with Bar for Bar, does his best to keep the youth off the streets, and let's just face it right now. There's some people that say, yeah, well, what he's doing is a lot of programs he could still just do as an activist. Well, my thing is this, you can say that, but at the same time, some of the ones complaining, what the hell are you doing out there? And maybe it's a good thing when you have somebody who might be an activist in there. I'm looking at this 216410, 216410. How you doing out there?
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Tell me what's on your mind. I want to hear from you.
Oh, okay. Well, Lavita Murray, my campaign is still setting up for my campaign, Ward 6. Right now, at this point, you know, last week or week before last, the city council voted, 15 yes and no to the Q, $88 million, millions of dollars to renovate the Q, and nothing for the community.
Yes.
So now we got petitions out. We need 6,000, real close to the mark. We're getting closer and closer. We need 6,000 signatures so that everybody can vote, not just city council. We want it on the ballot. We want our people to vote. So come see me or go pick up Olivet, CGG. Is it GGC or CGG? How you say that, Al?
Oh, yeah, you got that. Greater Cleveland Congregations. You got it with a GCC.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. We call them, pick up your petition booklets, and come on out. Come on out and pick up your petition. We need signatures. We want it on the ballot. We want our people vote. Our vote matters. The people vote matters.
Does. You know something? I appreciate that. And how can people, though, help continuously to get LaVita Murray's name out there? Because you've been out there in the streets joining people in grassroots activism and representing us all over. How can people help out what you're doing?
Well, what you can do right now is just call me, LaVita Murray, 216-410-9830, and let's talk about it. My email address is LaVitaM@yahoo.com. Let's see what we can make happen.
I appreciate that, and please continue to keep us updated with what you're doing, and I want to say personally thank you for everything that you do.
Al, you know I love you, brother. You're a good brother to me, and you know I know your hip-hop work is a phenomenal. It's a message communication system that reaches all of us, and so because of that, it impacts us activists to do more. Thank you.
Thank you once again. Again, and if you hold a line, I'm sure you hear something that you like. Thank you. And you don't. I'm enjoying the way the conversations are coming in. This person is chiming back in, so maybe I'll give them about a minute to a minute and a half. 216-255, how you doing out there?
Okay, great. Thank you, Al. So the Cleveland's March for Racial Justice, I said I was going to call back and give the time and place. So Saturday, May 6th, hosted by Black Lives Matters Cleveland. This will be 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Cleveland Public Square. And this is for justice for Tamir Rice and other victims of police violence. Our communities are in crisis. And if you can see this, you can find us on Facebook. If you just go to, it's called Cleveland's March for Racial Justice. And you can see all the information right there. Cleveland's March for Racial Justice this Saturday at 3 p.m., Public Square.
I appreciate you for calling to give us that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Stuart. See ya.
You too. I appreciate it as he holds the line. And, you know, I'm appreciating how things are going because we're getting some real information out there, and that is what is so important to me, is that there's actually some information being spread. So, you know something? Instead of just leaving out on anything else, give me about a good almost 2 minutes, and then I'll be right back because there may be one or two things that I need to touch on before I leave out of here. And with that being said, just give me about a good almost 2 minutes. Be right back.
Al Gordon, Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah. We'll be right back.
if you give me at least just a few minutes, it won't take long. I promise you that. I'll give you the bad news, good news, and then better good news. All right, we'll start off and say that who really expected anything else besides the committee that received, you know, they reviewed after they looked at the information, they reviewed and found that the fatal shooting of Tamir Rice, they determined that officers Timothy Lohman and Frank Garnback did not violate any police department policies or procedures. The Critical Incident Review Committee, which they definitely conducted an administration review of officers' actions, found that, well, the officers' actions leading up to and during, even after the November 22nd, 2014 shooting at Cadell Rec, was that it happened at the rec center on the west side, about 98th, West 98th, between Madison and Detroit. Now, the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association, of course, they were like, hey, see, we told you. All right, I got you, Steve Loomis, I got you. Okay, you're right, you told us, except when you do just a little bit of a breakdown. That's all, not a lot, just a little bit of the breakdown. And the breakdown that I look at, which is vaguely important, I would like to say, is that the review team was comprised of Deputy Chief Drummond, Chief Calvin Williams, definitely Community Liaison Cassandra Bledsoe, Lieutenant Michael Butler, Internal Affairs Lieutenant Monroe, and the Mayor's Director of Community Relations, Blaine Griffith, Assistant City Law Director Nancy Kelly, Police Academy Instructor Officer George Kwan, Office of Professional Standards Administrator Damon Scott, and of course Second District Commander Thomas. Okay, now the team also found that the dispatcher Constance Hollinger may have, not did, but may have violated policies for, you know, failing to relay critical details to the officers. The 911, you know, call taker, Beth Mandy, told Hollinger that a 911 caller said Tamir was probably a child and that the airsoft pistol he had was probably fake. Hollinger was eventually suspended for 8 days without pay. Mandy resigned without being disciplined. Okay, got you. What is wrong with the picture that I just read you about all the lieutenants and everything like that? I'm going to make it very quick and to the point and just say that it would be kind of like somebody coming and saying, hey, Art McCoy slapped me. All right, Art McCoy from the Black Man's Army slapped me. And the people gather around and say, oh, he did? Well, we're going to get somebody to investigate. And then you look and say, all right, who's investigating Art McCoy? And he's found guilty. And they say, wow, well, I wonder who was sitting on the administration team. Let's see. The administration team consisted of, I don't know, Lieutenant of Communications Al Porter, Sergeant Major Stokes, Brother Dukes, we'll say Brother Rico, infantry person, Shaka, let me think, Don Tez, special information gatherer, and oh yeah, here's the kicker, outside person, Art McCoy's wife. Now, what do you think the chances are that people would just say, wait a minute, that is fair? No, they'd all holler, and they rightfully so have a right to at least bring up certain things, but let's put it like this real quick in less than maybe 15 seconds. That is why the Justice Department right now and the person in charge of our monitor team made a statement and said, hey, guess what? Cleveland does need the consent decree, and we'll probably deal more with that next week. But he cited many cases, and there were many people who agreed that you do need a consent decree to get people to act right, because right now, if you don't let them, or at least force them to act wrong, I mean, force them to at least stop acting wrong. If you don't put any pressure on them to stop acting wrong, guess what? They're going to continue to act wrong. That's just the way it is. Let's see if I can wrap this one up. I said good. All right. Well, that's the good news, is that at least you still have the consent decree, and it's being requested why it needs to be. And right now, Justice Oliver, who is watching over everything, has basically done some things to show you that he wants this to succeed and be a major change. You know, when you know what you're talking about, you can make things quick. So with that being said, I just want to say that when it comes to the name of Kimberly F. Brown, who joined Donna Walker Brown on Issue 107 Tax for Schools and helped defeat and whip Jeff Johnson, when Jeff Johnson, basically speaking, said, hey, even Gerald Henley in a couple of those debates said, hey, Issue 107 is right. They did beat them in debates, whipped them all over the place. Also, Kimberly F. Brown helped lead the Imperial Avenue cleanup, the Brown Report, which is like a real true activist newspaper, domestic violence forums, definitely brought hip-hop to city and county council officials at an exclusive private event, campaign manager for the first African-American woman mayor. That's right, the first African-American woman mayor of Maple Heights openly and fearlessly stood up to Mayor Frank Jackson, educated with the master's and bachelor's, wrote books, radio talk show host for years, fighting for Ward 1 residents and speaking up for them while their current so-called person would be in Afghanistan. I understand and overstand fighting for your country, but when you can't speak up for your people, do you really need to be in that position? And she wasn't even a council person yet. Candidate workshops and starting a candidate committee, which she's not a part of, which consists of activists, man in the streets, feels very confident endorsing Kimberly F. Brown for Ward 1. And as a matter of fact, in the next few weeks, look for some things that we have to say about names like Gail Sparks. And I'll keep it a secret. I don't want Ms. Murray to hear anything because she might get too happy too quick. So with that being said, there are certain people that when you're an activist, you got to say their names nicely when they do great things in the community. So in the upcoming weeks, you will be hearing some nice things about Sister Sparks and Sister Murray. We've got to make sure that we have people out there who have done certain things. And there are a lot of good, excellent people who are running. The only reason that some may not end up being endorsed is because when you don't see people out there consistently, sometimes it takes years of seeing somebody on the grind, and you expect the very best. But no matter what happens, we better look at ourselves and see that we can change where things are going. And for the first fool who gets out there and say, you can't beat an incumbent like the current mayor, or you can't beat an incumbent like some of the city council people, go ask Gary Norton from East Cleveland, or Thomas Wheeler, who was the councilman of East Cleveland, and Gary Norton was the mayor, I do believe. Gary Norton was the mayor of East Cleveland. Two things I just said. The words was. With that being said, hey, candidates out there, be inspired. You can knock off somebody, and people, you are the ones who can change your environment. I thank you all for tuning in. Get and use some of that information that you just heard. Reach out and contact people. I love you all. Let's get things rolling, and I look forward to seeing you all at different events. Thank you very much. Peace.